Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and today we're going to talk about getting caught up. Now, what do I mean by that? So recently, I've just been observing just myself, honestly, and as I form this like really close connection with myself, I'm starting to realize more about me than I've ever realized before, because now that I am actually paying more attention to my wants, my needs, and not just the wants and needs of others, I'm able to self-soothe and I'm able to regulate my nervous system on my own without getting anxious and overthinking and things of that nature. And one of the things that I wanted to highlight is getting caught up in other people's lives and their decisions and their accolades and their accomplishments and starting to question where you are in your life. So there can be a lot of instances where we are at a place in our life and we can be like totally fine with it. But then we get on social media and we start seeing other people doing multiple things, traveling, getting degrees, starting businesses, having families, getting married. The list is ever so it's not going to end. And then you start to be like, am I supposed to do this? Am I not doing this? Should I be doing this? Should I be going harder? Should I? You just get into this tailspin of, should I be doing more than I'm doing now? Now, of course, things are amazing when you get on social media and you're motivated by other people. However, it shouldn't shift you into a place of negative thinking, as you know, you're like, I'm not doing enough. I'm not enough. I should be doing better. This person is ahead of me. When we're all on different frequencies, different time lengths, different phases of our lives. So me, for example, I've been in the military for the past 6 years of my life, and I decided to go back to school, and actually a person told me, you're like, no, damn, no, like you have to like work backwards. And I was like, uh-huh. And I actually thought about it because I didn't say anything at the time. I thought about it and I was like, some people really think like this. Some people are like, damn, like, I have to work backwards. Now I'm going to be in a classroom with people younger than me. You start thinking all of these things that can put you outside of being super excited for yourself. You know, like, oh my God, like I just made 6 years and like I'm about to start a new journey in my life. But other people's perception of my journey can be totally opposite from what I think and know. And that is where you should understand. You should be grounded in yourself, know where you're going, know what's happening, and not to be deterred off of your path because someone else is saying something about what you're doing. There is always going to be someone or a group of people saying something different from what you're doing. Like, you should be doing this. Oh, you're too old for this. Oh, you're too young for this. No. Oh my, like, you're never too late. You're never too early. There's no timeline on success. There's no timeline on your life. People create these, and I'm laughing because it's just crazy. People have these timelines in their mind that really are so structured, and they just live and die by it. And it's just, you know, how they think is just like, okay, gotta get married by this time, gotta be finished with school, gotta get my degree, gotta start my business, gotta get pregnant, gotta, wait a minute. Like, that to me, I don't have any issues with people that think that way. However, it's just like when somebody else doesn't think the same way that you think, that does not mean it's wrong. When somebody else doesn't think the same way that you think, that does not mean it's wrong. Everyone has different perceptions. Everyone has different perspectives. And whenever it comes to the point of someone telling you, hey, you probably should be doing this. Are you getting on social media and you can be having a good day and you're just like, damn, I wish I can travel. I should be able to travel. I should have this amount of money. dude, you can have that amount of money. You can do whatever you want to do. You're not too young. You're not too old. You're not too anything. You're you. Okay? You're you. It's important to remain flexible. You can change your degree. You can change your path. You can move to a different state and then move to another state the next month. You can figure out what you like, figure out what you don't like. This life is to be explored. Explore yourself. Explore it. I said something on my Twitter. And if you know Kanye, that's a line from his one of his songs. But I said, sometimes you have to reroute, remain flexible, and be comfortable making adjustments. Sometimes you have to parallel double park that motherfucker sideways. And the reason why I said it like that is because when he said, you know, I had, you know, a parallel double park that motherfucker sideways, it's just like you had to go, you had to parallel, then you had to double park, and it was sideways. It's like you had to go through so many twists and turns just to park. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to reroute. Sometimes you have to be flexible. Sometimes you have to make adjustments. That is life. Life is twists and turns and ups and downs and ins and outs. And whenever you're able to find your flow and this, and you're like, this is not happening to me, it's happening for me, that the universe is sending me signs. I'm aligned with my higher consciousness. This is higher consciousness. This is high vibrational alignment. This is me getting aligned with my higher self because I've been asking for answers. And now the universe is talking back. The higher power is talking back. I am vibrational alignment with what I desire. So guess what? Things are changing. Things are shifting. Things look like it's chaotic because I am shifting into a different reality. You have to remain flexible. Sometimes people, places and things won't go because they are not in vibrational alignment with where you're headed. Let it go. Don't get caught up in other people's lives because then you'll be trying to live someone else's life. If you didn't want to go to school to be a doctor and your parents wanted you to go to school to be a doctor, then guess what? That's not your profession. Do something different. Maybe you're a musician. But sometimes we get caught up in how other people perceive us and we don't want to let anyone down. But in the same essence, you're letting yourself down because your soul doesn't want to do something and you're doing the opposite of what your soul wants to do. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up in other people's words. Don't get caught up in other people's opinions. That's why it's important that you know yourself. That's why it's important that you get in tune with who you are. Know who you are. Know what you like. Know what you want. And that is how you're going to be stable in where you're going. Nobody's going to trip you up. You're going to get on social media and be like, oh, that's cool. Instead of thinking like, damn, I should be doing more. No, you are where you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. And if you want to do something different, guess what? Reroute. Adjust. Move. You don't like the city you just moved into? Okay, move again. Damn, finances. Okay, start manifesting opportunities. Go get it. Attract it. You are only limited by your thoughts. You're only limited by your thoughts. Your vibration limits you. If you are a low vibration, you attract how you feel. It's not just what you think. How do you feel? Do you feel bad? And you're just like, I'm going to, you know, you feel bad, but you're like, I'm okay. No, then you're lying to yourself. Then you're going to start attracting things and people and places and things that actually lie to themselves because you're on the same vibrational alignment that of them. Then whenever you get outside of that, you're like, oh shit, I am not happy. Now you're acknowledging that, and guess what you're going to start attracting? People that acknowledge that they are not okay. That's how you evolve. And the ladder just keeps going on. And then you're like, okay, now I'm attracting people that are healing. Now that I'm attracting people that are in a different vibrational alignment that I want to be on. Wow, oh my God, I'm stepping outside of my old paradigm. Don't get caught up. The money that you want, it's there. It's just waiting for you to get on vibrational alignment with it. You got to believe it. You got to feel it. You got to know it. You got to understand that your path is not the same path as everyone else. You are different. You are different. You are unique in your own way. Because I know there's just a lot of times we get in our heads and we're just like, we should be doing more. We should be doing more. How can I get this? How can I get this? Dude, don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. Regulate your nervous system. Breathe. Come back to earth, ground, meditate, breathe, get a massage, unpack your feelings, unpack your emotions, say how you feel. Don't get caught up. Because if you look around, what are you in a hurry for? Like literally, what are you in a hurry for? Really ask yourself that question. Why are you in a hurry? I guess we'll see. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.